And like I mentioned, no promise, you're going to love this one. This is very exciting. So give me one moment here. All right.
Thank you, Maria. Hi, Joe. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. I appreciate you for asking. So my name is David, and I'm the director here in charge for the state of California. Now, Maria was kind of letting me know on your situation here with ANZ Text Mechanical. So see what I can do to help you out, brother. Your service is 50 miles from San Jose. Oh, I see. So you got the legacy code because you've been around since 2003. Okay. That's what she's wanting me to apply for her. Legacy business. We got the legacy 25. Okay. All right. So we got 50 miles and you have your website. So that's another discount she needs me to apply for. Okay. Okay. So we got both of those placed in there. Now she does do a wonderful job of outlining at least the basics of our program, right? Do you have any questions about what we can do for you or how, you know, the listing actually works?
Yeah, how does it work? What happens? How much it costs?
Okay. So for the listing itself, you know, if you're interested in the Google First Place listing without like any marketing, but you're looking for search engine optimization, right, which means that they wouldn't have to know the name of your business. The only way that they would have to be able to search for you is any of the services, right? So it's going to be keywords or phrases. Now, that rate sits at a flat of $199. We'll activate you within your local business area. Right, and that's a flat rate with a month-to-month service. Now, it also comes with call tracking, which would be like answering services, as well as like a CRM service to go ahead and it's going to keep track of all your new customers. Now, for a legacy business that already has a website, what we can put together for you guys, do you currently do anything on social media for your business?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Have you been interested in using things like a Facebook business profile, stuff like that, to saturate your community?
Kind of, but, you know, I'm just worried it's going to be, I had a few friends that been all over on the internet, and they had not so good experiences and stuff.
I hear you. Now, when you say not so good experience, is it more like services not being rendered or more like, scammers,
a lot of
things like that?
Not being paid up, a lot of scammers, a lot of solicited calls, you know, people asking for the address of your company, and sometimes it's on there, you know, and then all of a sudden they're, say, a month after they got on social media, they had a couple of their vans stolen and stuff, you know? It's like, you know.
Oh, wow.
The way of the world today. You
know? Yeah. That's a new one. The vans being stolen, yeah. You know, that's new. Now, what I will tell you, Joe, is, you know, when it comes down to the web and obviously being visible, there is people out there, right, that try to take advantage of people on the internet. Now, here's the difference. When you work with a company like ours, we actually provide different types of protections to keep you guys from being scammed, right? So like, for instance, with your Google Business Analytics dashboard, we're a service provider, right, to Google and Meta. So when people are calling you, especially scammers, these calls are all going to be tracked by you, right, because you're going to have the dashboard to access and track them. Now, I had a customer just call me last week. One of my business owners says, hey, Dave, I got a phone call. This guy, you know, he said his name was Eric. He just seemed kind of fishy. Can you look into it for me? So I got that number to our client outreach team. What they did is did the research, and sure enough, it was a number that was scamming and attempting scams. So what we did was we blocked that number, any number associated with it, and then our outreach team takes it from there, right? And whatever they deem necessary has to happen, you know, to investigate it, they'll take care of it. But it is a solid protection for our business owners when they're getting those types of phone calls. You know, obviously on your account, like other accounts that are online, you would have security questions. But when it comes to the phone calls and things like that, we definitely out to protect you guys. I mean, CNBC, not sure how you feel about their news network. But, I mean, either way, it had nothing to do with political. But they did a actual piece on our company as a company that protects small businesses in, you know, the United States. Because we're working nationwide. We have 10,000 plus companies around the United States that we're currently helping and also in Canada. Right. So when you work with a company at our size, we're actually able to do those things for you. Make sure that you don't have to worry about that. Now, when it comes to different types of like marketing, we can do a lot of different services for you, right? It just depends on where you'd like to go. Now, if social media just isn't your thing, we also have like Google advertisements. Or if you just want to make sure that you're found whenever anybody's speaking into Siri, Alexa, you know, they're typing in on a web browser, whatever, well, then that's that flat rate of $199, right? We make sure that you're always able to be found in your local area, and that's not a problem either. Now, when you're doing A to Z mechanical, this is all, you know, car repairs, right?
No, it's heating and air conditioning.
So it's HVAC.
Yeah,
AC Techs. Oh, they had A to Z Techs. Let me. I need to update this. Okay.
No. It's A to Z Techs, and instead
of
Aztecs.
Yeah. Oh, Aztecs. Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense. Aztecs. Yeah, y'all have the. Gotcha. Okay, so let me update our service here.
So we do HVAC.
Okay, hold on. Let me update our HVAC and home base. Hold on, let me pull up zip code. Home base 95109, San Jose. All right. 95109. We're over in Orange County. I don't know if you've ever been over to Fountain Valley down in Orange County, but that's where we're located at. We're actually right next door to Google's headquarters. All right. Let's see. All right, okay, HVAC
95112.
Okay.
95112.
Okay. Now, the guys in your area, we have Air Care Heating, DG Heating and Air Conditioning, and Sandium Heating and Air Conditioning. You know these guys?
Yeah,
so these are the guys that are actually benefiting from the first page of Google right now, right? Man, D&G, they're also doing solar. Okay. Air Heating, Stadium. Now, when you look at these guys, I'm sure you can tell they're not really hurting for work, right? But what they're making sure is they have is their first local option. I mean, think about how people shop just like you. If you're in an area that you don't know, or even in your home area, you're going to search for restaurants near you, right? You're going to look at your first options, read some reviews, whatever looks good, y'all are going to end up deciding on, right? And it's usually on that first page. Same thing goes with HVAC companies. I don't know anybody that's going to call somebody on the second or third page and trust them with a brand new, you know, $10,000 AC unit that's going to be installed on their property, right? I know I wouldn't. You know, I'm going to definitely look for the guys on that first page. I mean, at a flat rate of $299 with HVAC services, you're definitely going to be profitable with something like this. You know, just one service is definitely going to turn over profit for you inside of a month. And to really think about the scope of people that are searching, especially right now going into summer, to say that a $299 plan wouldn't be able to turn over an HVAC in your area, I mean, it's not going to happen. I'm sure that makes sense to you. I mean, going into summer, you know it's going to happen, man. Everybody's Googling. And not everybody knows the HVAC guy right off the top of their head. They're going to find them on Google. That's just, you know, doctors, lawyers, people in their offices all day, their AC goes out at home. They're just going to ask Alexa or ask Google in their car on their way home. Whoever they find is who they're going to give a call to. Now, inside of this $299, now look, so like I said, Joe, you have the option. You just want to be listed at $199, that's cool. At $299, I have some great options for you because this is going to do more than just list you within Google, right? We're going to give you a top five directory submission package. That's Apple, Google, Bing, Yelp, and Facebook. We're also going to be maintaining and marketing your website, right? So we'll have it updated, optimized, making sure that customers are able to find your website through the keywords. Another thing we're going to be able to do for you is if you are willing to open up a Facebook business profile just for the business, we would be able to go ahead and start promoting and marketing inside your area. Now, keep in mind, it's going to be about marketing in the right areas. because what we do is set up geofences, right? Now, like you said, you had some buddies that started on Facebook, they had their van stolen. Well, it might have been also pertaining to where they're putting their actual posts out at, right? So if they're putting their posts in an area of your radius that's, you know, known for the crime rate to be a little bit higher, it's going to happen. I mean, keep in mind, I also work with guys who are like in downtown Los Angeles, you know, and all around parts of California where they'd rather not work in certain areas of the city. I'm sure you can understand that, right? You still with me, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So what I was saying is about, you know, the concern about having the van stolen, things like that with social media. Within this package, what I'm able to do is if you're willing to set up that social media, we can promote and market it for you with $100 worth of ad space. Now, when it comes down to how we're going to market in there, it's going to be about targeting the correct areas. So I don't know if you were able to hear me, but I had some of my business owners, and they don't really necessarily target certain areas. Like if they're working in Los Angeles, there's certain areas of Los Angeles they don't want to market in, right? Because they'd rather not spend their marketing dollars there. For one reason or another, they don't want to be in that area of town. I'm sure you can understand that, right? I know San Jose is kind of the same way. You know what I mean? We have some areas where we may not want to be in, right? So that being said, we market them towards areas where you do want to be. Say, hey, you know what? This zip code's really good for me. This area, this neighborhood, you know, these are high profit areas. We put up geofences in those areas. So when people are accessing the social media at home or when they're accessing their search services through a desktop or a mobile device, they're able to find you.
So like I mentioned to your the girl that was on before, I didn't catch her name.
Maria.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned to her that I've been, Maria, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I've been working with the people that are hosting my website right now, and they're trying to get into my Google business profile. And people that I had before had my website. I don't know what happened, but I found out what happened, that the guy that was running my website that was hosting, he died.
And
I never got a letter or anything like that telling me, or an email, you know, telling me that, hey, you know, your dues are up, you know, to pay for the next 2 years or whatever. So I didn't trip on it. Well, 6 months later, it's hecka slow for us. And I get a call from somebody that's trying to do exactly what you're doing, but they were just on voice command. You know, HVAC near me, or on Siri or on Google or whatever you're on, and it'll pop up, you know, or on your phone or whatever. And he asked me for my website, and just talking to salesmen just like you, and he puts in my website, and he goes, "Oh man, your website's down." Well, what do you mean? He goes, "Yeah, your website's down." And he did a little further research. He goes, "Your website's been down for 3 months." Oh, what are you talking about? I never checked my website, you know? So I went to go look at it, and then I had to go through all kinds of people. Well, I finally got a hold of GoDaddy, which was the original host or whatever. I don't know what they are, but the original people that were hosting from the host that was hosting mine. And he ended up, asking me to get activated again, you know, but the only way we get you activated again, because my website was in redemption. And when redemption, you cannot pull it out unless you are the original owner. I go, I am. So she says, okay, well, what's the name that it's under? And I told her, you know, AZ Techs, you know, Joe Lerma. And she's all, Joe Lerma's not on here. Come to find out that the guy who designed my website in 2004, he designed my website with another company called The Pool Guys in Saratoga, thepoolguys.com. My name was on The Pool Guys with some kind of password.
Oh, no.
And The Pool Guy's name was online with some kind of password.
Yeah, so when I finally got a hold of the pool guys to find out who the owner is, so I could tell GoDaddy, you know, what the name is, he told me he went through the same thing 2 years ago. And what he had to do was start all over because he had no idea who Joe Lerma was. That's me.
Yeah, with the website and the domain itself, right?
The whole new website. Yeah, yeah. So that's what I had to do. That's what I've been doing. But when I tried to get back on to my business profile, I don't remember my password that I did back in 07. Yeah, I don't remember that. So I tried once, and it said one more try, and I tried again, and then they locked me out. So I've been fighting with people at Google because so I can get on, so I can get my business profile back up, so I can be activated, so people can find me. And the only way people are finding me right now is when they go to Yelp. Yelp has a thing that they'll send them to my website.
Yeah.
But I am nowhere to be found if you search for me because I do not have a business profile. So I'm thinking what I might have to do to start all over again is go back downtown and start off with a fictitious name again so I can get my Google profile once it comes back up.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
I
ran some searches while you were talking. Yeah, because I heard, I'm listening to your problem, right? And I'm going to find solutions better than, hey, go call Google and figure it out. Because I tell you what, you're not going to. You're not going to be able to talk to anybody at Google. It's going to take you forever and it's going to be a headache. Google will talk to businesses if they're like Pepsi, Walmart. You know what I mean? Other than that, they're not worried about it. Now, they leave that to the partners, which is there's only 40 companies. We're one of them. We handle that stuff for you. Now, in running the actual searches, right, I was trying to find everything I could on the websites, the domains, all the information on Aztec Mechanical. Now, it seems like there's another Aztec Mechanical that opened up. They're in Mesa, Arizona. They spell it just like you. What are the actual like odds, right? With the tech, T-E-C-H, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of like Aztec with CK.
Right.
Anyways.
But
so they're popping up. And they're in HVAC. But they're out of Mesa, Arizona. Right? So with that being said, what we would do for you is we'd start from scratch on a Google business profile, right? Because you already lost your other one. It hasn't been up for a while. It's not like we're losing a lot of reviews or anything, right? So what we do is we just get you re-verified on the Google platform. Now, we get you re-verified. That's the first thing we'll do. And then after we get you re-verified, then we begin our optimization. So right now, you said your first website, it was gone because, you know, the guy that passed away accidentally switched the names on the accounts, so on and so forth. So you said you have another website that you currently have up with GoDaddy, or that one's also null and void right now?
No, I have another. It's not GoDaddy.
Well, no, I know GoDaddy's like the hosting side, but what would be your domain?
Yeah.
One more time?
It's the same thing, but with an H. AZTECHSAIR.com.
Okay. I see you. All right. So I see your recapture here. Now you own the domain, or are you currently have it like with somebody? You said that somebody's hosting the site for you, right?
Yeah, that's Ali Ali.
Ali Ali. Okay, I'll tell you right now. How long have you been with Ali Ali?
About 5 months, 6 months.
Okay. So here's the thing. Ali Ali is also search engine optimization, right? 5 to 6 months, in all honesty, they should have helped you with your Google business profile. And I'm not speaking bad about anybody. I'm just saying the difference in what we're going to do, right? Now, when it comes down to Ali Ali, they have you activated for your voice searches, right? Now, what we're going to do for you is activate you across all platforms because they are separate browsers. You have voice search, you have your desktops, and you have your mobiles. Right. So we make sure you activate it on all of them. When it comes to Apple, you're also going to be activated within the Apple Map, Siri, and Safari. So until you're found on all assets, right? That's going to be another big advantage versus where you're at right now. Now, the third one is, I know you said you also have Yelp. So if you're paying a separate subscription to Yelp right now, then Ali Ali, unless it's, is it a pay per lead service? I should ask that first. Or are you paying for your listing?
I have no idea. I'm paying $500.
Okay. You're paying for your listing at $500 a month. Now that listing is included with our package at $299, right? We have a partnership with Yelp, so the listing will not go down. Now, if you're paying per lead, you would know because every job you get through Yelp, then you would have a bill for that job, right? Because you paid for the lead. If you're not getting a bill for that job and you're on a flat rate of $500, that's your listing. Now, that listing stays live with us. That's about 3% lead generation with what we got going on. Because the biggest lead generation that we're going to get is all those people that are searching HVAC services, right? Going into the spring and summer. Now, they're going to be searching across all platforms, not just voice. That's why we want to be activated on all, especially people in their offices. These are the type of people you want to have calling you because these are people, the type of people that aren't going to lowball you for money. They're looking for a good company because they want a great AC unit and they want it, you know, with warranty and they want it taken care of in their house, right? Versus somebody who may have heard you word of mouth that wants a discount, right? So with that being said, I feel like these services are very comparable to what you have, and it's going to minimize what you're investing as well as be able to capitalize on return on investment. When we talk about your Facebook ads as well and the $100 we'll be putting in there, that's going to generate a whole nother stream of business for you, right? Because when we're doing it, it's make sure that we're doing to your peak service hours as well as your peak services. So if your peak service is brand new installation, that's what we want to promote. You know, if you have a promotion coming up in that month, you just give us any information through your phone, either call us and send us any pictures and logos. We update it and we get it run for you all month long. We make sure we're taking care of it, right? You're able to see all that transmitted to you through your Google Business Dashboard. You're going to see the clicks coming in, the calls. At the end of every week, it's going to tell you, you had 9 new leads this week. You had 8 new leads, 12 new leads, whatever have you. It's giving you those reminders so that way if you miss anything throughout the week, you know, hey, I only talked to 6 people. What happened to those other 3? You get back in there, it provides you all the information you need. You're not losing track of your customers. Now on your website, what we're going to be able to do here, do you own your domain or are they kind of running it for you and they bought the domain on your behalf?
I have no idea.
Okay, so that's probably a good question right now. All right, with the website.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so with the website, what we're going to do for you is we would be your host for your website, your business profile. We're going to host your Yelp. So you don't even have to be in contact with Yelp anymore. It's all going to be literally encompassed with us, right? So with that being said, any updates, we also have the option of adding the AI chatbots to your website, right? So when somebody visits you, instead of just typing out their information, they'll be greeted by somebody with a photo and it will, you know, any services we can help you with, it'll capture information, start a conversation, and get that information over to you, right? So that way customers aren't just coming, you know, to a page where they got to fill out information.
So how does that work out with so what do you think? Ali Ali?
I would be, I'm going to be honest with you. Joe, I'll be honest with you, 100%. If you go with us, we would be your only marketing company. And I'll tell you the reason why. We're Google Premier Partner, right? Everything that we do, we've been highly trained and skilled in the areas of hitting these algorithms. And when you have somebody else working on your search engine optimization, it's going to hurt our algorithms versus help it. So, I mean, if I just wanted to sell and I said, hey, you know, just sign up with me, who cares? Then whatever, right? But I'm not going to do that to you or any other business. Because you're always going to have my extension. I'm the director of the state. I mean, we're here in California, you know. So with that being said, I'm always transparent. We do look to be the only company that you work with because we're going to service all your needs. We take care of all of it. We've been doing it for 20 years. We're very confident we're going to get it done. And, you know, within 45 days, you're going to find yourself first page placement. Ali Ali should have done that for you a long time ago. At 6 months, we're not letting that get by. I mean, you would have heard our technicians once to twice a week giving you a call or sending you messages saying, hey, we have to get your Google Business Profile verified. Please send us this information. We got to get this done. Please get us this. Please get it. So we're walking you through every step to make sure it gets done, right? And we'll send you those reminders as a courtesy So that way you understand, hey, it is kind of urgent because we want to get it done for you, right? That's something that always needs to be done by a marketing company, because at the end of the day, what you need to worry about is doing the jobs, answering the phone calls. All the back end stuff, that's what you pay a marketing team for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but back to my question. So with Olly Olly, since they made my website, what do you, how do you step in and take that over?
Okay. So if you own the domain, we're going to use the same domain. You're going to bring it with you. They can keep the intellectual materials that are inside. That's fine. If you like the way your website looks right now, what we would do is make something similar to it along with any updates that you're wanting, obviously to keep us from any copyright infringement issues. So that way we can make sure we keep it up and running for you. Now, we have some very specific timelines, right? It takes us 7 to 14 days to have your website up and running, as well as your Facebook ads, right, from the day that you close. So what we would do is present you with a shell with any of your updates. As long as you like it and you feel it's fit for what you need, we shoot it live. If we needed to, within this plan, we'll just buy out a new domain for you and build the website. The website services are included.
And then that would change my web address, right?
Only depending if you don't own the domain. If you own the domain and it's yours, absolutely not. We're going to use that domain and just have it right up and running. It'll be seamless.
All right, so you're telling me all this for $2.99.
On a flat rate. That's right. It never goes up. You get grandfathered in.
And what does it charge if you have to do a new website?
No, no. So remember, inside of this package, the website is already included. So even if we buy out the domain for you, it's included. Now say we do buy out the domain for you, and for some reason you decide, hey, and say you go with Olly Olly, they tell you, you know what? We own the domain and they don't want to sell it to you. They say, no, it's ours. You got to stay with us. That's fine. You feel free to leave them. You don't have to invest any more money with us. What we would do is buy it out for you. Now, if for any reason you decided you wanted to leave from us, we would give you the option of buying your domain because it's yours. Why would we want to keep that, right? And we would sell it to you at the same price we get it for at $99. You know, that's in the event that you decided to leave from us. But we never want to hold anything ransom, especially if it's, I mean, it's your business, right? We did that for you as part of our partnership, and we're not going to try to hold that, you know, ransom. It's not something we do. Now, as far as the intellectual properties inside the website, full transparency, obviously that would go down. But the domain is always yours. You know what I mean? Even if we bought it on your behalf. As you can tell, we work a lot differently than some of the other companies you probably worked with. We're very flexible because, like I said, we're month to month, man. We want our business owners to want to be here. See the value in our company as we do theirs.
I just feel that I've been getting I've been being taken advantage of. I got another company that, and I just thought about this when you first hit $199, and you know what? I got another company that is supposed to be doing something with my old website. Maybe that's how I lost my old website. But I still get a charge. I forget the name of them. Surge something. I forget what it is, but yeah, I gotta cancel that. Thank you for this phone call, first of all.
Oh, for sure, man. I mean, that's what it's about. Like with me, with being a Google business partner, that's literally my job description, to help businesses grow. That's why when we're talking about these plans, I can even send you over like our website. When you look at this plan, it's a $600 plan right out the gate. It's $600 with a $299 setup fee. What we do is we aim to tailor these plans to every business's needs, right? I look into what you guys currently have, where you've been at, and what you're in, right? Right now you're in a tough situation when it comes down to your multiple investments. I mean, you have a couple of them from what I heard. And when it comes down to like Olly Olly, I know where you were looking at and what you're thinking of when you signed up with them, right? Now, these guys, they're not a Google Premier partner like we are. And at the same time, they're not even from the States. You know, so with that being said, when you work with a company online, it's all about who you work with. Same thing like HVAC, right? I couldn't come and tell you how to install an AC. I wouldn't know what I was talking about. But there's some other guys that'll act like they do, right? And they may catch a couple people here and there for an account and, you know, make some money off of it. But at the end of the day, they're not providing a top-tier service. That's the difference between our company. Okay. Now, here, I went ahead and send out – I'm going to send out that link to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you can send that to my email. You got my email?
Yeah, let me check. Well, I just texted one to you because the link, that one goes right to our website, right? So you can see our pricing page and you'll actually see the plan, RE plus Better Business Bureau rating, all that good stuff. I don't have an email for you. Well, it might be one on your website, right? So I'm pretty sure I can pull it off of there. Yeah, there is. JVLedema22@gmail.com.
So, yeah. So you're relevant? Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, we're local / relevant ads, right? DBA, LLC. Okay.
What I'll do, I'll take a look at everything that you guys are talking about. When I went with Ali Ali, it was at a point of desperacy, I guess you'd say. What the hell is that word?
Yeah. Desperation.
In shock because it was right about the peak of my slow season. Oh shit, man, I've been with them well over a year. Yeah. No, because it was at the peak of my slow season, which was February of last year. And that's when the guy told me that my website was down. About 2 months later, I went with Ali Ali. And, they contacted me and gave me the whole spiel, and I didn't really do any research. I just said, go ahead and do it, man. Send me a web what it looks like. As long as it gets active, people can see it. And that was the thing. Nobody was able to see it because my business profile.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's like you got a big, beautiful billboard, but you got in the middle of the desert right now, right? Because nobody can find it unless they know the name of your business. And that's the difference when you're activated on all platforms.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to unbury that for you and keep you on the forefront. And I can tell you right out the gate, 45 days. Within 45 days, you're going to find yourself in first page placement within the areas that we have you listed with our company. And that's a very confident statement. I mean, we go through our timelines and we're very specific on dates, right? Within 5 to 7 days, your Google Business Dashboard is live and your Yelp listing is now live. Your Google, your Bing, your Facebook, all that good stuff, right? So I went ahead and I also sent out that email to you, Joe.
Right.
That's fine. You know what I mean? Like for us, Joe, we're a company, we've been around for 20 years. We're not going anywhere. What I will tell you, though, there is a difference in listings, just so you understand that. Now, Google sponsored ads at the top of the page, always available. I can help you out at any time because you're buying the space, right? So that's no big deal. The local map section where we can actually package all of these features in together is the only exclusive one. So when people call you and they're like, oh, we got this exclusive deal, you're probably like, nah, I can call and sign up whenever. You're right, you can for Google Ads. It's the local maps where we actually package in these features and we present a deal for the listing itself, right, for the first page. That's the only one that's exclusive. So as long as, you know, we understand that, hey, I feel like you and I could probably build something in the future, right, with a business partnership. And that's what it comes down to, trust. Trust and performance.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so, let me go through everything that you sent me. I'll look over with my wife.
Well, the good thing is we're at the end of the day, so I won't be making any more phone calls today after this one because we close up shop here in California at 4. But I will say, you know, if it's okay with you, I get reach out to you tomorrow morning before I start calling out to the other HVACs in the area. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, cool, Joe. I appreciate your time. Great. I appreciate your time, man. Enjoy your evening. And then I'll let you get to it, and then we'll reconvene tomorrow. See how that works out for us.
You too, man. Be blessed. Take care.
For sure. Have a good one. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.